so many dedicated people coming to try and improve the things that they do in the classroom. Apologies if I look a bit shattered. Taught until 7 last night, headed all the way from St Helens up here, so I'm a little bit bleary-eyed, but it's absolutely fabulous to be with you. My name's Sarah Wright, and first and foremost, I'm a teacher. I trained as Key Stage 2-3, so I've got some primary experience, I've got some secondary experience, and then I went over to the dark side of higher education. So my role at the moment is at Edgehill University, in a little place called Ormskirk. We're about halfway between Manchester and Liverpool, and we are the biggest teacher trainer provider in the UK. So my job is to look after innovation within teacher training, and with a particular focus on the foundation subjects. Please feel free to tweet along. Please feel free to have your iPads and your phones out and be downloading things as we go. This is a very, very practical session that aims to give you a little bit of a whistle-stop tour of some of the tools that I use in the classroom. I'm going to be a little bit controversial here now. I don't like the word lesson. I just don't like it. For me, lesson is somebody at the front who's very, very important, telling lots of little people things they must know. It's got quite a formal stigma attached to it, and I think it's got quite an old-fashioned stigma attached to it as well. I want to think about the cinema, and I think the cinema is quite like going to school, if you do it right. When you go to the cinema, you're in your routine, aren't you? You know what ice cream you're going to have. You know what popcorn you're going to have, or if you're like me and my husband, we'll end up arguing over sweet and salted. It's a routine, you know where you're going, you know where you want to sit, whether you like sitting in the middle or at the aisle, but it's exciting. You've got that feeling of expecting something really, really good to happen. And that's what we should be having in our classrooms. So rather than thinking about lessons, I actually want us to think about learning experiences. So we're still getting all the good stuff in from lessons, but we're making it more of an experience. We're making children feel, coming into our classrooms, like they feel when they go to the cinema. Like they're excited, like there's something that's going to be good there. I want you to think, or even dare I say it, talk to the person next to you, about your favourite film and the worst film you've ever seen. Give you 1 minute, thank you.
Two stories.
Excellent. Any others? Frightening to Mountain. Ooh. Classic. Any others? Imagine. Stuart Lang. Ooh.
Headline, sir.
Sing in the
Rain.
Another classic. Another classic. What about worst films you've ever watched?
Pokemon.
Oh. My sympathies go out to you having to have watched them. The point being, time. I asked you to recall a positive and a negative experience, and you could do it instantly. And a lot of you have the confidence to talk about what you knew to a complete and utter stranger. Why? Because film stays with us. It has an impact on us. There's a theory which is called a suspension of disbelief. When we watch a film, we don't go and go, oh yeah, I know that that's green screened, and I know what's going to happen at the end of it. We put ourselves into an emotional state where we're bought into everything that we're doing. Is that not what we want from our learners in the classroom? I'd say so. So we're going to have a look at some tools. The first tools that I want to look at are static. So they're just going to appear on your screen, they're not going to move. How many of you display learning objectives or intentions on your board when your learners come into the classroom? Do you write them up? Do you have them typed up? It's a routine response. Your children walk into the classroom and they know that they are going to see that on the board. Is it inspiring?
No.
They come in from lunchtime. Lunchtimes are the worst ones. They've been running round like nutters on the playground for 40 minutes, particularly if it's been windy. You know, they've been pretending that sticks are wands. They've been playing crazy games and you come back in. White screen, blue writing, your learning objective for this afternoon. Boring. You're not capturing them. Even the trailers of films get us going, don't they? We pay to sit and watch adverts for 20 minutes. We do. I am furious if I miss trailers. It's one of my favourite parts of it. It is. So think about the start of your lesson and the displaying of your learning objectives as the trailer to your learning experience. This is a free app called Photofunnier. And you can create all sorts. You can create your own text in spaghetti hoops if you want to. But thinking about the film theme, you might want to put yourself or maybe one of your students on rotation into a movie poster. It takes about 30 seconds to do. And as you can see, we've got some entertainment going on as well. Don't think we're not taking the multi-sensory approach to things. You might use the billboard approach. Who's ever been to a concert or a sporting event that was filmed while you were there? What's the first thing you do when you get home? You watch it. You rewind it and look for that tiny little pin in the audience. That is you. The reality is, the interactive displays we use in our classrooms, that is the kind of thing that children want. Seeing themselves on that screen is almost like us seeing ourselves on the telly. They get a buzz from it. They can celebrate being part of your classroom. So why not have one of them on a billboard at the start of your lesson and rotate it? How's that child going to feel in starting that learning experience? They're going to feel really excited and they're actually going to feel pretty good about themselves. There's another site here called Fodi. I don't know who invented Fodi, but their brain must be very interesting. Fodi.com, you can create wonderful things like this, so clapperboards. A really good way that I use this is it saves the tape on it. If I've got a child who's struggling with something in the class, rather than saying, right, we're going to have to do that again tomorrow, it wasn't right. Let's have another take. Does Steven Spielberg take all of his scenes once, done? No. So you can build in concepts like that. Also on Fodi, you can create your own ninja squirrels, folded over newspapers. It's a really interesting site where you can still spend the same amount of time typing your learning objective in, but it's a really different way to present it to your students. Typorama. This is a fantastic one. I believe at the moment it is free. I'm lucky enough to be an Apple Distinguished Educator and spent some time with Mark Anderson, ICT evangelist, in Amsterdam over the summer. And this is one of his staples, and it's now become mine. You know when you see kind of really good-looking posters or really swish-looking PDFs? This is how you create them with Typorama. I'm just going to give you a quick look. Make it 3D, you can put any image at all that you want to behind it. And you can put overlays on it, you can adjust it, and it's just a really quick and easy way of making show-stopping starts for your lesson. Why not start with an interesting image where your children can decide their own learning objective or infer what your lesson's going to be about? It looks really good, it's more inspiring than that whiteboard. The next thing that I want to talk about is one of my absolute go-to tools. This is tremendous. Anybody in here a bit frightened of technology? I have to admit, when my system wasn't working 3 minutes before you all walked in, I was as well. Adobe Voice is absolutely foolproof to use. It's an app that you can use on your iPad, and it basically works like a slate. You can drop in a picture or one of their banks of images, you press the button and you can speak over the top of it, or you can add your own music, sound effects, things like that. It takes about 3 minutes to make a really high quality video. Just going to give you a little example. With the steel drums in the background.
We are brought listening to stories, learning what happened to our hero, understanding big ideas, or getting inspired to take action. But how can you tell your story and get people to listen?
So you can see it's really, really simple.
Skip to my page. Just stop to tell your story. One line at a time. Pick from over 100,000 images to show it.
Just you stood there can make a real, real difference to learners. It also has lots of other benefits. They're really easy, savable and shareable. So if I produce something for a lesson, I can put it onto my class blog. If a child hasn't particularly got that concept, they can go back and revisit that. If I'm not blogging, I might put it into a QR code and have it around my classroom. So during a lesson, if a child wants to refer back to the introduction that I provided for them, they can just grab it, scan the QR code, and watch it again. It's bringing that learning live. The next one is iMovie. Who uses iMovie in the classroom at the moment? Excellent. Is it you who uses it, or your children? The children. Why not you? iMovie has a built-in trailers feature. You can create a trailer in about 3 minutes. Give you a quick example. Apologies for the sound not working. And the band. Children. You could feature your children in trailers. You can do everything from action ones to Indiana Jones style trailers to like the Diary of a Wimpy Kid, like the Doogly style ones. But why not use this to introduce your learning? Right, we've looked at nouns and adjectives. Now we're moving on to verbs. What do we associate verbs with? Action. Give them an action trailer to start it off. Make it memorable. Ooh, but not twice. Pow 2. Has anyone used Pow 2 in the classroom? What do children love watching? Cartoons, animations. We know that the literacy shed is absolutely brimming with them. And we see the reaction that children have when we allow them to watch a film in the classroom. So why not start creating your own? Powtoon is an animation tool that lets you create your own standard cartoony animations. You can create one that looks like Mario, where everything's pixelated. And we've done those in Minecraft style as well, and they went down really, really well. Again, really simple to use, drag and drop, and there's a free education account that you can use. Just going to show you a quick example of how Powtoon works.
So, you know what it's like when you want to impress your clients with an amazing presentation? You take your graphs, add some clip art, and spice the whole thing up with some fancy transitions. But somehow, it doesn't always have the desired effect. So one day you come across one of those super cool promotional cartoons and you think to yourself, wow, something like that would definitely catch my client's attention. But then you find out that it costs like a gazillion bucks to make. So you start scouring the web for a tool that can create extraordinary presentations for free. It's just that nothing out there is just quite the thing you're looking for. This tool just moves pictures around, but this one swivels so much you get seasick. And to operate this one, you have to be a rocket scientist. Wouldn't it be cool if there was a tool that allows you to create professional-looking animated presentations and cartoon-style videos just by dragging and dropping stuff onto a page? Well, now there is. Powtoon is a new tool that is so simple and intuitive, it allows anyone who ever used PowerPoint or Keynote to easily evolve their presentation to awesomeness. Powtoon contains themes of animated characters and crops, which you can just drag and drop onto your slide and create eye-catching and fun presentations that can be presented in person or turned into animated videos with the click of a button to be shared on YouTube, Facebook, or Twitter. Now your presentations will definitely keep your audience hooked. Powtoon brings awesomeness to your presentation.
And who doesn't want to bring awesomeness into that classroom? Well, think about how you could use this with the children. A lot of the time I go to classrooms and observe teachers who are teaching things like writing instructions or writing to explain. Explanation writing can be really, really tough because it can be quite dry. Why not get them to produce something like a Powtoon showing you how something works? You're giving it a three-dimensional aspect where it's bringing their writing off the page. Think about the differences in that. Next, we're going to video scribe. This is one where they'll go, oh my days, miss, how did you video your hands? And they really don't understand how it works, but you get extra cool points in the classroom. Video scribe can be used online, but that is chargeable. If you download the app, I think you can pay something like £4, and which allows you to save all your videos. I've used both, and as a teacher, I'd recommend the iPad or the tablet app rather than the desktop, which can be a bit buggy. Video Scribe, again, is really good for explaining concepts in a really visual way. This one took me about a minute to put together. And I did choose the worst music in the world, so I'm quite glad the audio's not working for this one. So if you're looking for cross-curricular links, why not write a biography of an artist, but then have it drawn on the screen rather than written on the page? We're trying to pull things up to a different dimension. Popcorn maker. This is quite difficult to get your head round, but once you do, the results are absolutely tremendous. Popcorn maker takes lots of different mediums and mashes them up. So you know when you find that perfect clip on YouTube, but you want to cut it, you want to add a bit, you want to change a bit, and you feel like you can't, Popcorn Maker allows you to do that. You can pull in videos, audio, from any source, but then you can add to them. I'll show you a little example.
Popcorn Maker lets you enhance video and audio you find on the web by layering in your favorite web services and then sharing these remixes with the world. The first thing you'll notice in the Popcorn Maker interface is the video itself. Look at me. Now imagine this video is something you've imported from the web. Videos of the news, your favorite performers, your favorite show, or just your favorite cat. The most important feature of Popcorn Maker is the event editor. By dragging one of these events either onto the video or onto the timeline, you'll create a new event. Here's what an event for a piece of text looks like on the timeline. Imagine we're creating a newscast. Here's a pop-up. Here's an image. Here's a Wikipedia article about Africa. Here's a map of Africa. Get it? The position of the event on the timeline indicates when it will appear in the video area. You can drag these events anywhere on the video, as well as resize them to fit your composition. I want you to try this now. I've put a pause event on the timeline that will stop this tutorial. While it's paused, drag an event onto the timeline, and when you're done, press play to continue.
So you can see, really, really easy to use and has fantastic results. Even just the one where you can manipulate a hand to come and wave to your children, they really do think you're a magician. And it allows you to personalise content. So rather than just finding something and using it, you're making it work for the people within your classroom. We talked about iMovie when we talked about who is using this kind of technology in your classroom. Sometimes you should think about putting your children in the director's chair. Why not get them to produce a video to start your lesson off? Why not get them to produce their own exhibition of learning and sit and watch it? Who's ever been to the cinema at 9 o'clock on a Wednesday morning? Top film fan. I have, with 30 children. Cinemas are fantastic places to support learning. In a DT session, we designed a tray to stop you spilling your popcorn and to keep your drink where it is. We produced some videos in our literacy work. We went along to the cinema at 9 o'clock on a Wednesday morning. The cinema were good enough to show the children's work on the screen while we sat and watched it. That's what you call celebrating work and achievement and success in the classroom. Tools like Animoto and Flipagram. Animoto's great for setting a class count up. Flipagram's on most phones now. Why not ask your children to produce something as part of their homework? Get them to produce something that matters to them rather than filling in yet another worksheet. So what we're aiming for is an Oscar-winning performance in your classrooms. I have literally just whooshed you through all of those tools. Even if you choose your favourite and try it in your classroom next week, you're going to start making a difference. Film in the classroom really does make a difference. I'm going to show you an example of a simple film now. This film has been viewed over 42 million times. It's a modern classic. You will have it in your heads all day. And for that, I sincerely apologise. If Keyboard Cat can get 42 million people inspired to watch a film I'm sure you can use one of those tools to inspire your children to do it in the classroom. Thank you so much for listening.